What up, guys? Welcome back to Project Jira. This is Rishav here, another second marathon video. This time focused more on almost a daily vlog. And I think I should have been doing this a little bit more frequently, given that I've been going out a little bit more often. I have gone through most of the stuff that was necessary to get to the podcasting material. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. And, you know, we're chipping away at it slowly. And I think it would help now that since I'm starting to leave the house every day, leave the residency, it's important to have a sort of a review. I don't know if I should do that every day though, but that's because that would just add more onto the schedule. It's also not particularly all that interesting to cover every single day what you're doing, but I know that sometimes there are things that are worth noting. For example, in today's video, we'll be covering some physical items that are worth mentioning very quickly. Chores, but things having to do with, let's be more specific, having to do with devices and storage, as well as general health and upkeep, and then some purchases, and then relations, and then some business-related affairs and employment. So those are some topics to cover. Most of them quite serious, and also with housing. So that's plenty to cover. All right, so what we're going to do, first of all, we'll just showcase the first item that we're using right now. If you can't tell that the chroma key is working behind me, behind my back this time, it's very subtle. But if I take away the chroma key and I go to filters, and I get away the chroma key, you'll see that basically there's a green board behind my back right now. Okay, so it's this one right here, right? So you can see there's a back bench. There's a back bench that's all black. And now there's a panel here on the side that I'm just removing with my hand here. And see, it's just kind of shifting across. And as it does, it blocks out also something near the bottom right-hand side in the center. No, not bottom right, but in the center. I don't know how to make that gesture right. So that's where that is. And that's basically the green board you saw I've been keeping on the side. And now I'm kind of using it to help out with the coloration. Not the coloration, but the change of background environment behind me directly. So that's the first thing. We're using it, the extra spare piece of cardboard. We're going to probably get another one, to be honest, to cover this little area right here. You can see right dead center at the bottom left. We'll probably want to cover that up as well. All right, let's get rid of. So that's one thing. It seems like we never stop talking about green screen and chroma keying. That's hilarious. So the next thing, not so much production related, although we have used it for production. Finally, I have detached the Seagate portable drive, 5 terabytes, once again. Wow, it's actually chroma keying out when in certain shadows. There we go. Yeah, on the side, the reflections are green, and now it's just chroma keying out the green reflection. Anyways, this is the Seagate portable drive, 5 terabytes, a very heavy expansion portable drive. Not heavy physically, obviously. This is like very compact, very light. But 5 terabytes in this little compact thing, it's beautiful, it's amazing. I like it very much. It's not fancy or anything, but it packs a punch. And we have been transferring a lot of our video files, and you know, they're also podcasts now at this point, but our video and podcast files over onto this portable drive, including Clipchamp edited videos, which are usually very heavy, some of them lasting up to 5 to 10 gigabytes. Also OBS Studio MKV format, as well MP4 format recordings. And then we also have direct uploads over to Patreon, which are usually also the same types. But again, the most heavy ones have always been the Clipchamp ones, which we have finally finished editing, and we transferred the majority of all the stuff over here. We also transferred some screenshots over, a large catalog of screenshots from my laptop as I go about my daily work. So it's just like a capture software. So at this point, Unplugged it, and the most important part, taking the USB types USB 3 cable, which allows for high speed transferring of files. We're going to put this in region D4, I believe, on the floor. Because not on the floor, but really inside the bag that's on the floor. Because we need to take this, ties into another real responsibility. So income tax is really coming up soon. And I have two, three different accountants firms in mind, in touch with. One of them got back to me today after I mentioned that, you know, I was late responding to him by 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure he's not happy about that. Very unprofessional of me. And I mentioned, you know, there's some housing issues, and I apologize. But anyways, I sent him all the information. And he says, you know, it's not, don't get caught up. He tells me, you know, he's trying to get my head in out of the gutter. Because I demonstrated some doubt. I said, you know, maybe we should end the services so they can focus on higher profile clients. I know I'm not going to get this done on time, probably. And there'll be penalty fees. He says, you know, his approach is, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're late or not. You know, we're not going to stop business with you for that reason. Our approach is to focus on making sure that you get your taxes done on time, or if not on time, then at least get it done properly. Just file your taxes and file them properly. And I think, you know, that really got my head straight. So, you know, all that other stuff is secondary. The most important thing is just to file your taxes. And hearing that gave me the motivation to say, oh, great. So what I should probably showcase maybe later on in this video will be on the side here, on the right-hand side, which is empty right now. We'll open up a browser tab. Right now, it's just showing Seagate here. That's all the information. But we're going to, of course, maybe show up the email with some privacy image covering some details about the message, as well as the Google Drive or the OneDrive Microsoft or the Dropbox files that you use to share documents. They even have their own portal for their own site. So we'll be sharing and information and receive some proof of transactions that way. Yeah. Yeah, interesting stuff, and that's the reason why basically that ties into this is because I, for one of the other accountants, which is not the one I've just been spoken about, the other person is like very traditionally oriented, has 35 years experience plus of accounting, and exercises a lot on judgment, and would like to see me in person and, you know, go through the case that I have. But to do that, he of course wants my notice of assessment, so for the previous year. With my other account, with my old accountant, which I'm no longer in contact with. And so we have this pulled out, the Seagate portable drive, because of course we're going to need the files inside here that may have income tax files that we want to showcase to our accountant, our other accountant really, that wants to see me in person. And you know, I think what he was thinking and what he had in mind probably was to print it out to have like a physical paper copy. I don't have anything of that sort. My old accountant used to just send me a digital copy by PDF format anyway. So that's why this is very important to take off, not just for OBS production and, you know, all this project Jira matters aside, it's also for accounting purposes and income tax and filing to the government. All right, some general housekeeping stuff. So I am going to be applying for employment quite soon, so I have to figure out, as I mentioned, using these hair clips. I mentioned that I've been using this for a chroma key down here to clip on the board down here on the side, but I will have to test how it looks clipping strands of hair, especially the front here up top. I don't really know how to do that. It's kind of odd because I have mostly short hair above and then long hair below, so I don't know how to do this. I may have to do a little bit of research, but I'll be using more clips. And then in addition, when it comes to grooming and stuff like that, I do have to clip my nails. So that's why this is out. So it's just in general stuff. Okay. What else has to happen? Something else important here. Showcase. So there's some food. And this has to do with yet another organization. I mentioned community organization for housing and community support and covering the case of abuse that I've been facing. It's not going all too well, I would say. But it's not going poorly either. It's just we hit a bit of a roadblock a little bit. There's some ambiguity, some uncertainty about the trajectory of our case. Will it be successful or not? But to file it anyways is really what I have to push forward to. So when I talk about emails, so later I'm going to showcase, I'm going to pause the video and I'm going to pull the graphic and then showcase the browser. We're also going to continue drafting out an email regarding the different forms of harassment and neglect and abuse. Neglect is not something I've experienced too much. That's not right at all. But that's kind of what it is. I have to flesh out the template and events for that. And then that specific organization, for the record, this community service organization is helping me with the abuse and housing case. It's also the same one that also has a food bank center. And so I went there today, and this is the last remaining remnant of the meal that they gave me. And, blessings, gratitude, thankfulness, all that, to the workers who serve. And it was an interesting experience, right? There were clearly a few people there who were either homeless or there was something a little bit off about them. Usually, I'm assuming that some of them were very, very suspicious and some form of mental syndrome. Like some were maybe experiencing some Down syndrome, or others experiencing like some kind of like irritable borderline personality traits. So that's what was a problem. And then others were just like really calm and chill people who showed up there and were probably just facing very difficult circumstances in life and they needed food. So I saw a gentleman there who was just really peaceful and quiet, just came in for the food and didn't say too much. Just was very observant as I was myself. And that's about it. So it was my first time actually eating inside. I've never actually gone to the food bank and eaten inside. That was my first time. And what they gave was this really nice meal with, it's not this plastic bag. It was actually in a tin foil can, square cartridge, that also had inside strips of pork with chopped blocks of potatoes and carrots. Yellow, orange bell peppers. So orange bell peppers, pork strips, as well as diced potatoes. So overall, it was really good. It was a nice warm meal. And next to it, they also gave me a package with two, what seemed to be white chocolate macadamia nut cookies, or just chocolate chip cookies. So that's what was in here, and I finished it when it came back. So that's nice. I feel good about that, and I appreciate that. And what the people doing there. I remember when I used to do the same thing, when I used to volunteer and do that kind of stuff. I guess it kind of goes full circle, but I appreciate what these people do. Okay, so next to that, we also have this kind of trail mix, Joe's Tasty Travels Punjabi mix. Just trying to finish it up. But the thing we actually purchased today, it's not even here. I should have gone back. Give me a moment as I go pick it up. And for the record, as I go pick up the drink, which is a Gatorade drink I want to showcase, I'm going to put these away into the red bag that's inside the luggage bag in region D4, and I'll be back, right? You won't notice a difference. It'll just pause the video. All right, we're back with the drink right here. Just quickly, I should mention that the clip and the nail clipper, the hairpin and nail clipper should go belong inside, actually, in one of those, it's what we call like a drop leg. I was going around my chest, but it's a drop leg. I hang around my chest area. That's what it is. You can very easily manipulate a drop leg to fit it around your chest or your back instead of your leg. But yeah. So, put that away. That's in like region, I don't know, region B, if you want to call that. Anyways, G0, Gatorade G0. So 0 grams of sugar per bottle, fruit punch flavor, got it from Dollarama. $1.20 or something like that. And so 710 milliliters, very affordable. And a very low amount of sucralose and acesulfame potassium. So those are sweeteners. Most important part, no sugar. Okay. So that's some purchases and, cost about like $1 or so, whatever. I forgot to mention that in yesterday's purchases, Walmart purchased probably $12, $10.11. I remember the specific amount after tax. And then we went to Dollarama, picked up something that was like $8. That wasn't yesterday. That was the day before, I believe. But no, it was yesterday. So I forgot to mention the pricing and everything for that as well. Okay, so that's kind of covering a lot of administrative stuff, or community organizations. Also, we went to the library. Another thing that ended up happening going before we cover the actual emails and stuff is that we went over to the shopping mall, at a different area that we haven't frequented that in a while, to see what it was like in the mornings at around 7 a.m., right? Very early, but not quite early enough. Because there were still a lot of people, because it is a weekday, and I recognized that there were just a lot of people strolling and walking around at that time already. And then we went to a different branch of a library, which also I haven't frequented in a while. And man, what kind of presentation they're having inside on like the 5th and 6th floor. Incredibly not loud and surprising for a library to host that kind of event. But anyways, I was in the washroom there, and you know, there's a very clean washroom facility. That once again, I'm familiar with the homeless kind of this kind of mindset of resourcefulness that I've had to take part in most of my life. I'm just putting the chroma key around my back again. It fell down. So that's something that some logistical affairs I got, you know, done as well. So outside of that, I think what else? No, that's about everything. So what I'm going to do now, and I'm waiting for the actually when it comes to the government training seminar, there's a presentation file that's supposed to be sent out to all the participants. I'm still awaiting that. The coordinator got back to me real quickly. I very much appreciate that TD abbreviations, you know, initials. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm pause it. I'm going to showcase the browser, and then we're probably going to end this video probably after the drive storage, as well as the second thing being the emails. So, as you can see there, we have expanded the privacy graphic. So, you see the ARP 311. It's covering most of it. And again, that's because for privacy confidentiality reasons, I'm not going to actually showcase. Well, obviously, this is from my accountant, one of my multiple accountants. So, hi, blah. Our approach is to help our clients whether they are able to file on time or late. What is important is that you file a proper return and pay the correct amount of tax owing. A late filing penalty and interest is all secondary. So as long as you have support for the figures, income or expense amounts, you can report and claim them. You can upload your documents to the Google Share Drive, and I can look at them for you. And best regards. So this differs in approach from the accountant that I may see in person, who says, you know, you can't just throw things online and give it to the CRA. You've got to expect that, you know, the IRA, the revenue agency, will scrutinize you or just throwing anything online. That doesn't seem to make sense. That doesn't seem to add up. For example, if you don't make enough money to justify your expenses, that's something that they are going to look into and explore. So it's that's what's in the audit, right? So next thing I want to do is hop over to a different email once again. All right, so this particular email is a one from the community organization that I've been drafting out. Has specific dates, it's got a timeline of the sorts of behaviors as well as the types of things that have been going on, including the parties involved and so on and so forth, from say like the 5th straight to the 15th, so and so happened, what happened, what was the outcome, what are the results, and what's going to change going forward and so on and so forth. So this is for the community organization, and that's yet another email that we're working on that needs to be more urgently addressed at this point in time. Let's pause the video once again, and then we'll hop over. And for the record, for each of these obvious emails, there's a conversation thread. So there are multiple back and forth emails. If I scroll up and down, I could do that, but then you might catch a glimpse of some information that's like private. So I don't want to do that. But just believe me, of course, there's a conversation going back and forth between both the accountant and the community organization. And last but not least, a third email. And so this one is regarding the government training for work-based placements, so that you can, you know, in a couple of months' time, they'll be training you on the spot. You'll get paid for that, and then you'll acquire the skills necessary to work in this particular line of field. And they are mostly entry-level positions in work, so just like data filing or data entry, sorry, and just like reception and like maybe some field work and manual labor, but some basic general skills there as well. interesting that this is all subsidized and partnered with other organizations, third-party organizations, between the government. Very useful, but I needed to learn about that. Here's another email. I guess I'm going through a lot of communications. As you can tell, I'm connected with a lot of organizations and people, and I'm very blessed to, you know, be connected with all these people and services. And okay, so this one is particularly about online learning for my staffing agency. So again, I'm also affiliated with that. I used to be actually quite active at one point for a staffing agency, particularly one franchise, and that's local to my area. Not so much anymore, but I realized and learned that they do have like an LMS, an LMS, so learning management system, where they can teach you about customer service, accounting basics, you know, like how to use specific software, like data analysis, like Tableau and stuff, the basics of standard, you know, I wouldn't say professional, just lower entry, but slightly above minimum wage job. So that's something that interested in. You can learn about Excel, Word, customer service, managing conflict. So it's interesting. And that's something that I have to renew this email every 30 days or so. They will send every month and a reminder that, you know, if you don't renew it, they're going to deactivate the account. So I anticipate in the next couple of days, I'm going to receive an email from them notifying that. And then I'm going to reply to them saying, I would like to renew. Okay. So that's another. This email is regarding business communications. So like I said, government, training, education, business, employment, staffing, agency, stuff like that, accounting, you know, all this stuff. So this one, we're on like fifth email now. This one is for business related affairs. As I mentioned, this issue has been resolved, but it was regarding the sponsorship in the description below. This is the company that, of course, that I do research development products with, USANA Health Sciences, great for fitness. Again, we have over 4,500 Olympic athletes who take our products. It's a trusted brand, over 30 years, and we have our products across over 25 markets across the globe, you know, Japan, Australia, States, and so on and so forth. Anyways, moving on. And it's FDA approved at the medical grade level. So we go above and beyond in testing and making sure that our patents are actually kind of the level of research that you would say Dr. Andrew Huberman, Dr. David Sinclair focused on, like senescence and stuff like that. Anyways, the point is we received a little notification that, you know, it didn't process the payment. My old card was still being used and I had to update information. Got in touch with CSR, customer service, got that resolved, added a new card, and so on and so forth. So that too. And there's still one more email. There's still more correspondence. Yet another organization. All right. I was wrong. There's not one more. There's still two more. So we're covering like seven emails. This one here, my goodness. I'm very fond of this one. I have a lot of good friends and fellow volunteers and colleagues who work here. And this one is taking me down to earth, right? I'm losing a bit of that broadcaster voice as I speak about this. I'm just being more down to earth here. And I think that's how it probably should be, honestly, throughout most of the stream. But I tend to get wrapped up into that kind of broadcasting persona. So this is basically the new coordinator at the seniors home reaching out to me. From the long-term housing, seniors housing, asking me, you know, how are things doing? He says, you know, I'm hesitant to contact you because you said you will reach out to me instead if the issue is settled by April. And you mentioned that you're escaping domestic abuse and residential abuse harassment while seeking Toronto crisis shelters. This issue is constantly in our head. English, not the first language, but this issue is keeping us in our head, and we hope you could settle this down soon. Writing this email to see if there's anything we can do for you in this moment. Although we are not professionals like a crisis service, we would like to give a hand to people who we meet in this organization. So please do not feel any pressure to reply to me. I know you will contact us once you settle your issues. Please feel free to call me at any time. Then I will pick up the voicemail even if I cannot pick up the call. Best regards. So that was an email of concern and support. And I am, that's touching, right? Okay, so you need that once in a while, right? So let's cover one last thing. There's still another email. Can't believe it. And again, I mentioned, of course, everything here is covered with the privacy graphic for good reason, right? No names. I don't mention any organizations. There's no names, no nothing. So you can't identify. And I keep it vague for a reason, obviously. Personally stuff, like I want to keep it under wraps. But here is a pin from Pinterest. I did not expect this, but one of the people I know in person uses one of the same platforms that I use very sparingly for this project, which is Pinterest. When was the last time I used Pinterest, man? That's like a 2010 era platform. And apparently, so this business partner of mine, she is a great individual. She's had decades of experience in nursing. And I'm not going to detail any more than that. And also a husband that's like tons of experience in research in like molecular protein synthesis kind of stuff. All within my lane, STEM-oriented nerd right here speaking to. And so she sent me a pin because she's also my business partner. And about business mindset, stuff like that, all that entrepreneurship. That kind of died off. After the pandemic hit, people got a rude awakening. People are getting jobs now as opposed to starting startups, recognizing that, you know, startups are a whole lot more difficult to do right. And so just get a job. That's a far more stable way of managing financials. But that's that. Okay, so, you know, I noticed this is like 27 minutes in. I covered more than I thought I would have to. This is a lot of correspondence, man. And I still had more I wanted to mention in terms of, okay, very briefly, okay, let's just wrap this up. So last thing, should I even cover it here? No, we won't. That's too much. So I'll save it for the next video. It's the next podcast. I'll see you guys in the next one. It's 27 minutes here already going in. There's really shelter, respite shelter for people without a proper place or stable place to call home or people to call family. And I just say, you know, you're always welcome here. Share your stories. Have you received your, you know, do you volunteer at organizations and have received aid coming back forward in some odd karmic cycle? Do you enjoy volunteering? If so, what do you volunteer for? Do you do things for homeless people? Do you do things for, you know, charity? What is it that you place your heart and your care towards that you're truly passionate about? Or just in general, also, like maybe something more serious, right? Without detailing anything too private, of course, but what's your field of work, right? What do you do? What's your job? I used to do things into along the lines of, a variety of different jobs I mentioned because of staffing agency, but I used to do like, you know, manufacturing first aid kits, for example, and working in the warehouse, but also in the office once in a while, lots of different things. So what are you doing? What are you interested in? What did you study? And so on and so forth. Again, don't divulge too much you're not comfortable with. So that's that. Just getting connected and getting acquainted. Always like to read your stories and comments and posts. So thanks for dropping by the podcast. Thanks for dropping by the video, whichever one you're coming, listening or watching from, maybe on the commute. Very grounded part of the project. IRL meets SOL. So in real life meets slice of life. All right. See you guys in the next one. I'm signing out. Peace. And right, the next topic will be still more relations. I can't believe it. And again, everything I cover here is like very slightly vague because of privacy and confidentiality, but just general enough to say that, oh, this is something that happened that was, I believe was noteworthy. And is also part of living, experiencing life. So.